We shall now pray together, ask God to guide us. May this testimony become a great encouragement and edification to our spirit and our faith. 现在我们要祷告，求主带领我们这一次的见证会，使我们听了以后大得造就，在灵性上、信仰上都有进步。Also, by using this testimony, opportunity, we may glorify God and once again remember the love of God so that we will love Him more than before. 也同时借着这次见证会，求主耶稣给我们力量，能够荣耀他的圣名，同时再次施恩他的大爱，使我们更爱主。同心祷告。Please read a paragraph. 请大家念一段圣经。以弗所书第三章 Ephesians chapter 3 Ephesians chapter 3 16节到20节 Verse 16 to 20 Ephesians 3 16 to 20 以弗所书三章十六节，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们信的力量刚强起来。 17 使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。 18 能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深。 19 并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。 20神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切超过我们所求所想的。 21 节，但愿他在教会中并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代永永远远。阿们。这就是我们见证会的目的，来思想基督的爱是很长阔高深，然后更爱主，把荣耀归给主。This is the purpose of testimony, to once again ponder deeply how wide and how deep and how far and how high the love of Christ, so that we may love Christ more than before, also to glorify Him. And we shall call upon the first one, Howard Chen from Houston. 我们第一位见证的是 Howard Chen, 从 Houston 教会来的。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I humbly testify.
奉主耶稣圣名，我谦卑地在这边做见证。
Since I believe in Jesus Christ, I received many blessings.
自从我相信主耶稣之后，我得到很多的恩典。
First testimony I'll give is about the blessing I received as my family.
首先我来见证一下我家人所得到的恩典。
In 1988,
1988年
My mother, because of her age, a woman with her age will go through menopause.
因为我母亲的那个年龄真是
更年期。She at that time she was bleeding 24 hours a day.
她那个时候24小时流血不止。
Nothing could stop.
没有一样东西能够停止止血。
She go to see a gynecologist.
她就去看医生，妇产科。
No cure.
没有办法得医治。
Because my mom is her size of a statue.
因为她的是比较身材比较矮小。
If she continue bleed 24 hours a day, her life will be at risk.
如果她继续的再流血下去，她的生命就有危险。
So she and her sister pray together.
那么她就和一个姐妹一起祷告。
Every day.
每天祷告。
For a month or more.
大约祷告了一个多月。
She was completely healed.
她完全得到主的医治。
The bleeding stopped.
那流血停止。
I thank the Lord.
我感谢主。
So I won't lose my mother.
我没有失去我的母亲。
I praise His name.
我赞美主的名。
Second vision.A second testimony I would like to give.
第二个见证
is the vision I received in doing the Dallas spiritual convocation.
就是我在 Dallas 的灵恩会的时候所看到的异象。
In our church, many believers have received visions from God.
在我们教很多信徒都看过异象。
So I was really want to see God because that time my spiritual level was really low.
因为那个时候我信仰正在低潮，我很希望能够 看到异象。
So I pray to God, I would really want to go to heaven.
我祷告主说，主啊，我真的想到天国去一趟。
So during that prayer, I was totally pray to God, I would really want to see heaven.
在那一次祷告，我全力以赴，真的想要去天国去走一趟。
During the prayer,
在祷告的时候
，I just saw the New Jerusalem in heaven for just a minute.Real short time.
我看到很短的时间，天上的新耶路撒冷。
Then was gone.
这个消失了。
So I pray to God again. I really want to see more clear of the Jerusalem.
我就祷告神说，我想再看新耶路撒冷清楚一点。
So I see this time I was really close. I see an angel in before the heavenly gate.
这时候我就看得非常清楚，一个天使站在天门前面。
He was all in white, glorious.
全身穿着白色发光的衣服。
Before I get close to him,
当我还没有靠近他的时候，
he stretched out his hand.
他把手伸出去，
request a pass to enter to the heavenly kingdom.
他向我要进天国的通行证，
which is the Holy Spirit.
就是圣灵。
I thank the Lord because before that I have received the Holy Spirit.
感谢神，我在那个异象之前已经得到圣灵。
So I was searching for the pass.
我就去找我的这个通行证。
I found it.
我找到了。
Which is resemble a little tablet.
好像一个小小的一个东西。
I gave it to him.
我给了他。
So the heavenly gates open.
天门就打开。
Glorious light shining from the gate through the gates.
那么里面的荣耀很大。
Like the sun.
好像太阳。
So I walked through the glory.
我经过这个荣耀。
Immediately after I entered the glory, I was inside this great hall.
那我经过这个荣耀之后，马上进入一个大厅。
Was the size of this hall was is I cannot describe, extraordinarily large.
这个大厅没有办法衡量，太大了。
In the middle, I saw Jesus.
在大厅的当中，我看到主耶稣。
On his glorious throne.
坐在荣耀的宝座上。
His face shone like the sun.
他的脸好像太阳一样这么亮。
When I saw his face, which I cannot see.
当我看他的脸的时候，没办法看清楚。
I feel this joy.
我感觉充满了喜乐。
Peace.
平安。
I was very thankful I got to see his face.
我非常感谢主能够让我看到荣耀的主。
Next thing I saw.
我又看到其他的。
Many elders.
有很多长老。
Sit a little bit below Jesus.
他们坐的比耶稣坐的位置低一点。
They were ready to praise God.
他们在那边赞美主。
Under that was many believers.
那在下面一层就很多的信徒。
Unnumberable.
没有办法数算。
Many of them.
很多很多。
All dressed in white.
都穿着白色衣服。
But they shone like just a little star, not as glorious as Jesus or as glorious as the elders.
他们身上所发的光好像星星的光，没有像主耶稣这么亮。
When we start singing hymns.
我们开始唱诗。
The joy that which give it to me.
那种喜乐从那个诗歌里面所获得的。
Make me lost in heaven.
我好像在天国当中迷失了。
During the hymns.
在赞美诗当中。
I return to earth.
我回到了地球。
When I was still praying, I thank the Lord greatly.
我还在祷告，我非常感谢主。
I praise the Lord.
我赞美主。
I got the chance to go to heaven.
我终于去了天国一趟。
After the prayer.
祷告完了之后。
A tear was shedding from my eyes.
我流了很多眼泪。
Because I didn't have a chance to stay in heaven.
因为我没办法留在天国。
I really do not want to return to earth.
我实在不想再回到世界上。
Because earth is too sinful.
因为这个地球充满了罪恶。
Because if I stay here, I could have sinned and I don't have the chance to return to heaven.
因为如果我在这边住太久的话，也许犯了太多罪，没办法再进天国。
I really want to stay there.
我真的想留在那里。
The third testimony I would like to give.
这就是我的见证。Reflection.
Yeah. Freshman. I really thank the God that I have a chance to come to Elizabeth Church.
我非常感谢神，我有机会来到伊丽莎白教会。
You have a wonderful church.
你们有一个很好的教会。
You have wonderful workers of God here.
你们有很多好的神的工人在这里。
Zealous workers of God.
非常非常 奴隶的工人在这里。
And many youth really zealous, willing to work for God.
很多青年很努力的为神做工。
Which the church where I came from have many people like you. I wish that my
我希望我的教会也有很多像这样的工人。
That Jesus will be with us like right now.
我希望我的教会也能够像这里一样有主同在。
And I also wish I do not have to return to Houston.
我不太想回去。
This is too good here.
因为这里太好。
And this is my testimony.
这是我的见证。
May the glory and praises unto thy name.
愿荣耀颂赞归给神。
Amen.
Philip Taylor. Brother Philip.
May you all take a moment to bow our heads praying silence.
请大家默祷。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,I bear witness.
奉主耶稣圣名，我做见证。
Many of you already know my testimony, so it's not necessary for me to go through the whole thing.
因为大部分的你们都听过我的见证，所以我不全部再讲。
And I'm sure you're quite glad of that.
我想，大家都很感谢神。
And what I would like to share with you this afternoon are the blessings that I have received.Since I've been here in Elizabeth.
今天下午要跟大家分享的是我这次来到伊丽莎白教会参加讲习会灵恩会当中的神的恩典。
Now, in my testimony, it mentioned that, that I was completely healed.
在过去的见证当中，我讲过我已经全部得到主的医治。
And I'd like to just briefly go over how that happened.
我想很快的来再重复一下。
When I was baptized in December 1989, the next day on January 1st, I had a vision in which Jesus said I would be completely healed.
在1990年1月1号晚上，就是受洗的第二天，我看了一个异象，主耶稣说要完全医治我。
And Jesus told me that it was going to be a slow healing because my disease had come on slowly and he was going to take it away slowly.
耶稣说因为我得病是慢慢得来的，所以他要慢慢医治我。
And indeed, this is exactly what has happened.
这的确照样这样照着这个样情形发生了。
As it says in the book of Numbers, God does not lie.
民数记说神不会说谎。
And every time I would go up to the Garden Grove Church, the members would tell me how much better I was looking.
自从洗礼以后，每次我到 Garden Grove 教会聚会，信徒都说你又进步了，又好了一点。
And of course, during this time, I was still seeing my doctor.
当然在那个时候我还是继续看医生。
And I would see him once every 4 months.
每四个月去看他一次。
And he would conduct many tests on me.
他给我做了很多的这个检查。
To check the progression of my lupus.
来检查我的这个红斑性囊疮有没有进步。
Well, Jesus was working very strange things in my body and they were showing up my tests.
因为主耶稣在我身上动工，所以我的检查的结果非常奇妙。
So finally, in January this year, when I saw my doctor, he did the most tests he'd ever done on me. I don't know how many he did. I lost track of the number.
在今年的一月初，我去医院医生那边检查，他做了最多的检查。
And I finally saw him again on May the 15th of this year.
那在今年五月十五号，我再去看他。
And he came into the examination room, and he had a very puzzled look on his face.
他到了我到了这个检查的房间，他来了也有很奇怪的脸神。
He had a very large question mark on his face.
好像脸上挂了一个问号。
In his right hand, he had a folder that was very thick.
在他的右手有一个很厚的一些检查的结果。
And he asked me how I was feeling.
他说你觉得你感觉怎么样？
And I told him fine.
我说很好。
He was at that time he was behind 2 hours on his schedule, so we didn't have a lot of time to talk.
因为在那个时候他已经他的工作已经迟了两小时，所以我们没有什么时间谈话。
And then he opened up the folder and he said, "These are your test results from January."
他就打开那些检查结果，说这是你检查的结果。
And he took out the first sheet.
第一张纸。
And he said, "This is the test for your lupus and your kidneys."
这就是你的肾脏的这个红斑性囊疮的结果。
And he said.The test for your lupus and your kidneys shows that your lupus is 100% gone.
他说这个检查结果证明啊，你的肾脏呢完全没有红斑性狼疮的这个过滤性病毒。
And then he went to the next one, which is for the liver.
第二就是肝。
And he said the lupus in the liver is 100% gone.
他说你肝的红斑性狼疮也是全部得医治了。
As I said, there are many, many tests in there.
啊，很多很多的试验。
And as he went through each test, the question mark in his face grew bigger and bigger and bigger.
每一张纸他在念的时候，他脸上的问号越来越大。
And I could see he was getting very exasperated.
啊，我看他觉得他好像很辛苦。
And every single organ in my body was checked, and every one, the lupus was 100% gone.
因为每一个我的内脏都被检查过，每一个内脏里面都没有红斑性狼疮的过滤性病毒。
And finally, he just kind of gave up at the end, and he said, "Your lupus is gone, but I don't know where it went."
他说你的红斑性狼疮是离开你了，但是我不晓得去到哪里去。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Since coming to the theological training seminar,
我来到这边参加全国性的青年神学班。
I received many, many blessings.
我得到很多很多的恩典。
And I've received many spiritual blessings and a very wonderful physical blessing.
我得到很多属灵的恩典，也得到很大的肉体的恩典。
You may recall from my testimony last time that I mentioned that I had a spinal tap done on my back.
你可能还记得在上次我在这边见证的时候，我曾经见证说，医生曾经抽我的骨髓过。
And that caused my left leg to go completely numb.
因为抽骨髓，这个技术不太好，所以我的整个左脚全部都麻痹。
And it caused me to walk with a very noticeable limp.
所以我变成要跛着脚走路。
Praise the Lord.Since coming here to the theological seminar,
来到这边参加神学班的时候
I was taught the correct way to pray.
我明白了正确的祷告方法
Now I no longer pray for my own needs.
我不再为我自己的需要祷告
I pray for the church and I pray for all the others.
我为教会还有其他人祷告
Who are in need.
他们的需要
And last Friday,After our morning prayer,
上个星期五早上祷告会完了之后
I got up and my left leg felt very strange.
我起来，我的左脚觉得非常奇怪。
It was so light.
非常的轻。
Praise the Lord, Jesus had totally restored the feeling in my left leg.
感谢主，主耶稣把我左脚的麻痹全部医好。
My wife and I had talked to my doctor the year before.About this condition.
在一年多前，我跟我太太跟医生谈过这个问题。
And we explained everything about what happened.
我们就讲一些发生在我身上的事。
And he told us that if the nerves had not regenerated within 1 year from the time of the procedure, they would never grow back ever again.
他说像这种抽骨髓伤害到神经，如果一年之内这个麻痹没有恢复的话，永远不再恢复。
So as it says in the book of Matthew chapter 19 verse 26, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.
马太福音十九章二十六节说，在人不能，在神凡事都能。
Right now my health is very very good. When I came to New Jersey, my health was about 75% better, and I'm now at 95%. Praise the Lord.
我来到纽约的时候，我的健康情况大概是75%已经完全恢复，但是现在参加了这些灵恩会、讲习会以后，我已经到了95%。
All that I have left remaining is about 5% of my stroke.
现在还剩下5%是我过去中风、轻微中风所造成的。
This causes me to be a little bit slow, and I have a little trouble with my balance.
因为中风过，所以没有完全的好，所以有点。不能平衡，有的时候。
Praise the Lord, last night after we got back home, I was able to climb the stairs without holding onto the rail and also come down the stairs. So maybe it's 1-2% better.
感谢主，昨天晚上我回到住的地方，我上楼梯不必再扶那个栏杆，下楼梯也不必，又进步了1%-2%。
The Lord loves a cheerful giver.
主耶稣很。疼爱那些愿意奉献自己给他的人。
And a lot of people make comments to me about how much I do that I overdo for God.
有的人 what is that?
Too much.
What too much?
Too much work. Too hard. Yeah, too hard for me.
Oh, you're here. You mean here?
Yeah.
有的人说也许啊这个讲习会啊太辛苦了 你受不了。
But I feel that no matter how much I do, it's not nearly enough.
我觉得不论我献上多少时间多少力量还是不能报答主的爱。
Please turn to the book of Luke, chapter 21.
路加福音二十一章。路加福音二十一章。
Luke chapter 21, verses 1 through 4.
路加福音二十一章一节到四节。
As he looked up, Jesus saw the rich, widow, yeah, go ahead.
耶稣抬头观看见财主把捐项投在库里，第二节，又见了一个寡妇投了两个小钱，第三节，就说我实在告诉你们，这穷寡妇所投的比众人还多，第四节，因为众人都是自己有余拿出来投在捐项里。但这寡妇是自己不足，把一切养生的都投上了。
And what this tells us is that Jesus doesn't particularly care about how much money you have, how rich you are.
耶稣并不在乎你有多少钱或者多么富足。
What he cares about is our hearts.
他所要的是我们的心。
Jesus wants to know if our hearts totally belong to him.
耶稣想要知道是不是我们的心都归属他。
And here was this poor woman that gave the last money she had to live on.
这个穷寡妇把她最后的剩下的铜钱丢进去了，奉献。
All to Jesus.
都给了主。
And because of that, Jesus cherished her far more than the rich widow.
因为这样，主耶稣大大的称赞她，因为她的奉献比财主奉献更多。
The reason that I work as hard as and zealously as I do for God is because I've been given so much.
为什么我这样子的拼命的要来参加讲习会，想要为主做工，因为主耶稣给我太多。
I was really at a very, very low point. In fact, I almost died from my lupus.
因为在过去我几乎死在我的红斑性脓疮的病中，在人生的最低潮。
And it was Jesus who saved me.
就是主耶稣把我救起来。
And because of that, that's left such a strong impression upon me.
因为是这样，主的爱太大，给我很大的刺激。
I don't have a lot of money to give to Jesus.
我没有很多的钱给耶稣。
But what I do have is time.
不过我却有时间给他。
And so I give all my time to Jesus.
所以我决心把我所有时间给耶稣。
Every one of us in this church has been blessed so much.
每一位弟兄姐妹在这个教会得到是很大的福气。
We have received the gift of eternal salvation.
我们得到了天国的永生。
And life.
也得到耶稣赐的生命。
What a wonderful blessing.
我们得到恩典是多么大呢？
And my third vision that I had, I saw Hades.
第三个异象我所看到是看到地狱。
And that's one place that no one should ever go to.
那就是我们绝对不可以去的地方。
And so, I urge all of you to do as much for Jesus as you possibly can, to observe the Sabbath, and volunteer and do as much as you can for Him, because your deeds shall be remembered and recorded in the book of life.
我盼望大家能够尽全力来纪念神的恩典，遵守神的诫命，为主做工，因为你所做的工作都要蒙神赏赐。
And of course, the greatest satisfaction is being able to save souls on Jesus' behalf.
最大的喜乐就是为主耶稣拯救灵魂。
May all the praise and glory be unto his name.
愿一切赞美荣耀都归给主。第三位，陈晨女执事。
同心默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
奉主耶稣圣奉主耶稣圣名做见证。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I bear witness.
我现在所要见证的是在我们罗东教会所发生的这个见证。
I'd like to testify the miracle happened in 罗东 Church, Taiwan.
就说血癌绝症。
There was a little girl afflicted with leukemia, was totally healed by the Lord.
在1981年的十年前
10 years ago,
这个小女孩就是还没信主的时候
Well, this little girl had not believed in Jesus yet.
得了这个癌症
She afflicted with this kind of cancer.
因为这个癌症啊他们都这个家长呢都不知道以为是在感冒所以他们一直发高烧烧到差不多40度左右
In the beginning, her parents did not notice that this is cancer. The fever continued remain around 40 Celsius degree.
请医生看呢，吃药都没有转好，
see,
一直就是保持这个40度左右。
They went to see the doctor or take many medication, but the fever remained such high degree.
后来呢，就到大医院去抽血。
Later they went to the greater hospital to have blood test.
两个大医院都是证实他是患了一个血癌。
Two big hospitals confirm that she afflicted with leukemia.
因为正常人的白血球有5000至9000。
A normal man is white blood cell count supposed to be 5000。
而这个小女孩只有800
And this little girl only has 800
当父母的听到这个小女孩患了这个绝症实在心里很痛苦
Of course, parents was indeed in deep sorrow
心里痛苦不晓得怎么做
They did not know what to do
就请那个医生尽量帮助她
So they asked the doctor to try his best to help this girl
就进到大医院里去住院了
So she was admitted to the big hospital and stayed there
可是住院期间呢也没有转好这个小女孩一天一天的这个厉害
And day after day her sickness became worse and worse
后来呢她的身体呢整个身体脚掌和手掌呢都这个肿得很厉害
And both his fingers and all the toes of feet everything swollen
吃也不能吃喝也不能喝
She couldn't eat and couldn't drink
要用那个点滴来做营养
Relied upon IV to survive
还有那个医生呢看他那个情形很那个危险就给他换血输血三次
So because of situation so dangerous they transferred blood 3 times
结果也是都没有转好很危险的后来呢就要那个靠那个氧气啊来呼吸
The sickness did not change a bit, so she relied upon the oxygen to help her to breathe.
她的这个小女孩的阿姨就是我们真耶稣教会的信徒。
The auntie of this little girl is our church member.
看到这个子女这样可怜呢，就这个说真耶稣教会呢会。医病赶鬼的事情
She saw such a pretty girl and she witnessed to her family said the true Jesus had power to heal the sick and cast out demons
起先呢她妈妈呢因为他们家里是拜偶像啊所以呢她不肯接受
In the beginning because they were idol worshipper they would not come to the church
尤其是她婆婆还有她的那个先生啊一咳就拒绝了
Especially her mother-in-law and also her husband refused strongly
也就到那个庙里啊去求那个偶像、
They、went to the temple to ask for the Buddhist Buddha
还有庙里有什么烟啊什么那个我不知道那个是什么求那个药回来吃
And also took some medication from the temple to eat and drink
可是都没有转好
And nothing can help her
实在是奄奄一息
And she is dying
妈妈看到那个医生呢就跪下来求医生呢帮助她尽量帮助她
even the mother kneeled down before the doctor said please help my daughter
这样子哀求可是也是没有转好医生都是说尽量这样子
the doctor said I will do my best
后来呢她的妹妹呢看到这个情形就再去那个医院里啊跟她姐姐说
so this auntie continuedgo to a hospital to visit and testify
说这个女孩子病情这么样的厉害那您忍心呢这样让她这样痛苦吗
And she said to her sister, who is the girl's mother, said, your daughter's sick to such degree, would you continue suffer her in the hospital?
你现在医生你看啦、啊、偶像你求啦、啊、都没有见好。
You have gone through many idols and also many doctors has no avail so far.
我希望你呢靠子吧。
And I hope that you rely upon the Lord.
主耶稣要让他活着他会 医治他。
If the Lord willing to survive her, then she will survive.
假如说要让他离开世间也有天国可以得到。
If the Lord want to take her away, she can receive eternal life in heaven.
后来他妈妈呢因为看到这个孩子呢一天一天消瘦又是这么样的痛苦又求她的婆婆还有先生的同意
So the mother by witnessing this girl keeping losing her weight become so thin and then she begged her husband and the mother-in-law
她的婆婆和先生看到这个孩子这样子她就说好吧你去信耶稣
So finally they agree that you take her to Jesus
去求耶稣吧就说听到这个消息呢，他的心里就好像拨云见日一样呢，心情就开朗了。
She was exceedingly joyful.
他就到了教会去祷告。
She went to the church to pray.
我们教会里面的信徒同心合意的跟他祷告。
The entire church, all the members pray one accord, one heart, one mind with her.
哎呦，劝他的妈妈说：“既然医生医不好，你就全心的靠子，把那个羊请医生呢、啊，让他这个出院。”
So since the doctor had no way to heal the to this girl, and why don't you take her out of hospital?
那个医生呢不肯让他出院，因为他说那个氧气拿起来就是没命的。
And doctor refused to let the girl go because he said if you remove the oxygen, she will die immediately.
因为她的脸都黑的
For her face already turned purple.
血丝是一直从手背、啊、还有那个脚的地方都流出来
And blood continued flow from back, from her back or from her feet.
还有脚这个口的这个牙龈、啊、也是一直流血
And also from her tooth back.
两个脚边呢、啊、都是这样子好像胶伤一样的一直流那个流血丝
and her mouth on both corners is like burned by fire and also bleeding continuously
嘴唇也都干裂
and her lips are so dry and even spit
那个医院是那个天主教的医院所以呢那个医生呢、啊、劝他说不要出院
and that hospital belonged to the Catholic Church so the doctor said to the parents that don't take her out
我们会用最好的医药给你医治
We will try our best use the best medicine to treat your daughter
可是她妈妈呢因为圣灵的感动啊，没有得到圣灵可是有圣灵的感动她说请医生来让她出院
Though her mother did not receive Holy Spirit but yet moved by the Spirit tell the doctor that please let us go
我要带到那个大水里受洗
Because we want to take our daughter for baptism in the river
一切都要交给神
We're going to trust in God for every matter
后来呢医生就同意了就让她出院
So the doctor agreed let her go
那么在这个出院了以后呢就请传道啊十一点多的时候呢就请跟那个传道有一些那个没教会里面的信徒到大河里去受洗
About 11 a.m. and the minister with many brothers and sisters took herAnd family to the river.
受洗那个时候是十一月，我们罗东呢十月末到十二月都是下雨。
At the time of baptism is November. According to normal weather, 罗东 always have raining at that season.
天气又很冷。
And the weather was so cold.
妈妈就把那个小孩子抱到河边。
So the mother took the girl to the bank of the river.
啊、就传道就给他们母女受洗
and the minister baptized the daughter and the mother as well、
啊、下午 回来的时候呢大家一起祷告
afternoon we turn back to the church we pray together、
啊、下午在洗脚里
and we perform foot washing
那洗脚里的时候我看到他们我替他洗脚就是看他这个小女孩的脚是在肿的那个好像面包一样
When I wash her feet, I noticed her feet is swollen like bread, soft.
我就叫她手合起来，心里祷告。
I told her to clap, to hold her hand together to pray.
我们也求主怜悯这个可怜的小女孩。
We ask the Lord to have mercy upon this pitiful girl.
后来洗脚礼完了，大家迫切的祷告。
After the foot washing sacrament finished, we prayed very earnestly.
这个小女孩会跪啊。就跪在妈妈的身边。
Amazingly, she's able to kneel right next to her mother.
因为她生病的时候，妈妈没有教她祷告，因为她生病得很厉害，所以妈妈也没有教她祷告，就是妈妈在祷告而已。
Because during the sickness, she was so severe that she couldn't pray, so mother never teach her, never taught her how to pray.
那自己跪在妈妈的旁边呢，就说感谢主，感谢主，感谢主，这样三句很大声。
But that day, she knelt right next to her mother. She cried out loud, "Thanks the Lord, thanks the Lord, thanks the Lord," three times.
妈妈听到这个声音呢，就更加信心了。
Her mother heard the voice of prayer of her daughter, so she became have even stronger faith.
流泪祷告。
And she shed much tear in prayer.
那祷告完了以后呢，就起来，大家跟他妈妈勉励啊。
After prayer, everybody came to encourage her mother.
这个小女孩忽然说：“妈妈，我要吃稀饭。”
And this little girl said to mom, "said I want to eat a water rice."
从生病到这个受洗是一个月多。
From the time, she got sick until the time she was baptized, about 1 month.
牛奶不喝，稀饭根本都不能吃。
She couldn't drink anything, including milk or any liquid.
她突然要向妈妈要稀饭吃。
All of a sudden, she asked mother to give her water rice.
那教会里面的这个姐妹啊，赶快到厨房里煮一碗稀饭给她吃。
So the sister went to kitchen to prepare a bowl of water rice for her.
这样子，这个小孩子呢，一天一天的好起来。
So from the baptism, since that day, that little girl recovered gradually.
第五天的时候呢，再去医院做这个检验。
On the fifth day, went back to the hospital for examination.
白血球呢，几乎很正常。
And the white blood cell count reached to almost normal level.
他就靠着不让他吃药。
So the mother stopped all the medication.
因为他吃药的话，恐怕会信心摇动。
Because once take the medication, maybe the faith will be shaken again.
一直祷告，求主耶稣施怜悯。
So they continue pray as the Lord to give mercy upon her.
那么一个月以后呢，再去这个检验。
One month later, went back to have examination.
已经全部都正常了。
She was totally healed.
体重增加了6公斤。
And her weight increased about 15 pounds.
这个医院的主治医师啊，看到这个情形啊，很惊讶地说啊，你是给他吃什么药的？
And the major doctor who take care of her was so surprised, said to her mother, "What kind of medicine you gave her?"
跟他一起在医院的这个小女孩，三个人都死了。
There other three had the same leukemia as her, had already died.
当时跟他一起住院的这三个女儿都比他亲。
And all these three leukemia patients actually were not so severe as she.
她是最重的。
She was the one the most serious.
现在已经都好了。
But she was totally healed by the Lord.
他就问她是你吃给她吃什么药
？So the doctor asked the mother, "said What kind of medicine you gave her?"
是有什么秘方吗
？What's the secret?
她就说我是相信神。
She said, "Because I found the true God."
我是真耶稣教会。
I'm a member of True Jesus Church.
这个主治医师也是，他是天主教的。
And that doctor belonged to Catholic Church.
他说，你们相信的神就是又真又活、奇妙的神。
And he even said that the God that you worship is indeed the true and living God.
就跟他一起拍照哈，做这个纪念照。
So they took a picture together to memorize.
现在这个女孩已经14岁，国中二年级。
This little girl now 14 years old is at the second year of junior high school.
她现在的两边啊，这个这个嘴唇的这个哈，两边也黑黑的。
She still remain some burning mark on the two side of her mouth.
一个这个两边的这个是发高烧， 的那个痕迹。
Because she was in high fever before, that was the mark of burning.
神的恩典实在很奇妙。
God's grace indeed wonderful.
我们所拜的神是无所不能、无所不知、无所不在的神。
The God we worship is omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent.
只要你相信他，耶稣一定会垂听我们的祷告。
Only if you believe in him, he will listen to your prayer.
他会伸出他的圣手医治我们的病。那我们心里有痛苦，有什么疾病呢、啊？有什么？我们只要告诉主耶稣，主耶稣一定会医治我们。
If we have any suffering in our heart or mind or our physical condition, as long as we plead to the Lord, He will listen to our prayer.
只要有信心，主的恩典够我们用的。
Only if you have faith.The grace of the Lord is sufficient for you.
这一句话是神说的。
And this is what God said to us.
我们要相信他。
We must believe in him.
一切荣耀归给天上的神。
All the glory be unto our Heavenly Father.
求主赐平安给我们。
May the Lord bestow peace upon us.
我的见证到这里。
Now I conclude my testimony. Praise the Lord. Last one, Deacon Shears.
奉主耶稣圣名做见证。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I testify for the Lord.
现在我要说要见证的，我们用一个题目来说的话，比方说祷告不要灰心。
If I want to use a topic for this testimony, then that is pray with unfailing heart.
现在是我要见证我的妈妈。
Now I do testify about my mother.
因为她。我信主以后啊，他一直不肯信耶稣。
After I believed in Jesus for a long time, she refused to believe.
因为我信主已经四十年。
I believe in the Lord for 40 years.
去年1990年，我妈妈才信主耶稣。
Not until last year, 1990, my mother then believed in Jesus.
年龄83岁才信。
She believed in Jesus at the age of 83.
那么这一粒种子呢，是这个是早期的圣工人员所撒的种子。
And the seed of the word of God was sowed by the early worker into her heart.
这个种子不是我撒的。
It is not me who sowed the seed.
就是我的岳母。
It is my mother-in-law.
因为我的岳母是罗东教会早期的圣工人员。
My mother-in-law was the early worker of the 罗东 church.
他又把自己的家里当作会堂给信徒们使用。
She dedicated her house as a worship place.
非常有爱心的一位可以说是模范的执事。
She is indeed a loving and model deaconess.
他所撒的种子呢，是39年以后才。神给他生长出来。
The seed that he sowed after 39 years later, then it grew.
这个是非常奇妙的事情。
This is a wonderful thing.
一般我们经过39年的话，哎呀，大概恐怕不会信吧。
Perhaps in ordinary thinking, after 39 years, who can guarantee the seed will grow again?
或是心里面想，大概他不是神的选民的。
Perhaps we think that this person is not the chosen people.
而我们也不会继续为他祷告。
And also will not continue pray for that person anymore.
可是我的岳母撒的种子呢，终于生长发芽。
But the seed that my mother-in-law sowed finally budded and grew.
所以我在想，在天之灵的我的岳母和天使一样，在赞美主耶稣。
And I believe when my mother baptized, my mother-in-law must be joyful in heaven and sing him with the angel.
那么我现在讲了我家庭的古时候的情况。
I'd like to share with you a little bit about the ancient condition.
我的父
early years condition of my family.
我的父亲是包办油漆的这个事业。
My father is a painter.
因为赚钱容易。
Because painting was such a good job in those days.
可是可惜的，他不会计划钱呢，怎么用都不会计划。
Unfortunately, he didn't know how to use the money.
那时候我们家都没有自己的家里了。
We did not have our own house.
哎， 他也不会把赚的钱呢想办法来买一间房屋。
He did not know to use the money he earned to buy to purchase a house.
我的父亲呢，把那个赚的钱呢是用在花天酒地。
My father squandered away the money he earned in drunkenness, also in in evil things.
另外在别的地方养一个别的女孩子了。
And he had another woman and outside.
赌博。
He gambled.
等等啊。为了这个事情呢，我妈妈常常我的父亲呢、啊，那个闹的这个家庭的不和谐。
Because of this matter, my mother always quarrel with my father. There's no peace in my home.
我记得我小的时候，常常跟着我妈妈呢，晚上哦，我有时候早晨一两点都去抓爸爸。
I still remember when I was small, I went with my mom. Sometimes even nearly midnight or dawn, went everywhere try to.Catch my father.
这个我的印象最深刻。
This is my very deep impression.
我要睡觉，妈妈说起来起来起来，就抓你爸爸。
I want to sleep. My mother said, "Get up, go and catch your father."
我还没结婚以前，我有一位弟弟。
Before I got married, I have a younger brother.
年纪比我少那个十五岁。
About 15 years younger than me.
可惜了，他在国小三年级的时候呢，患了怪病的。
Unfortunately, he had a very strange sickness when he was the third grader in elementary school.
颈项生了一个瘤啊。
He had a tumor grow in his neck.
可是这个瘤呢，奇怪的，他晚上就跑来跑去啊。
And this tumor will move inside the neck.
摸摸，我说，跑到这个肚子这边旁边来。
And sometimes the tumor will move to the belly,
一种怪瘤啦。
It's a very strange tumor.
那么他在晚上的时候会哭，哭很痛。
In the evening, in the night, he will cry loud voice because he felt pain.
可惜那时候我还没信主耶稣。
Unfortunately, that time I did not believe in Jesus yet.
若是那时候我信主耶稣的话，向主耶稣祷告，主耶稣也会医他的病，也说不定的。
That time I believe in the Lord and I pray to the Lord, perhaps he will be healed.
因为我家里都是信那个佛教。
Because our family believe in Buddhists.
那我的父母亲都是靠中西药啦，拜偶像求佛，拿药给他吃。
So my parents rely upon the Buddha and give him many medicines.
结果死了。
Finally, my younger brother died.
我现在也想，真太可惜。
And until today, I still feel so sorry. And
后来我蒙神安排啊，认识了罗东教会早期圣工人员。张执事的第七女儿。
And later on, under God's arrangement, I met my wife, which is the seventh daughter of that deaconess of Lord Dong.
就是现在的太太了。
Which is my wife.
就和她结婚。
I got married.
那么我结婚前一年呢，才信主耶稣的。
Before I married, prior to my marriage 1 year, I receive baptism.
因为我是在我的家里是只有一个男孩子只有一个了。
Because I'm the only son in my family.
另外还有一个姐姐。
And also another older daughter.
那么我的姐姐已经早就出嫁了。
My sister already married long time ago.
那我要信主耶稣。
And I want to believe in Jesus.
那我就晓得想那个，我要既然要信主耶稣，家里拜的公妈啦，我想了这个公婆要除掉才可以。
So I determined to remove all the idols and all the ancestor worshiping in my house.
因为我的妈妈比较心比较硬。
But my mother was quite hardened in her heart. 我
信主以后呢，她到那个不肯的接受主耶稣的道理。
She refused to receive the teaching of the Lord.
我的父亲的心比较软一点。
My father had a little bit softened heart.
所以我要除掉偶像的时候，就和他父亲商量了。
So I discussed with my father before I removed the idol.
既然我要信主耶稣了，这些都是假的，我要除掉。
I said, since I want to believe in Jesus, I want to remove all these falsehood.
那我的父亲就答应了，我马上来请教会的传道那个张执事，马上给他除掉了。
My father agreed, so immediately I asked the church deaconess John came to remove all the idols.
那我的母亲呢？我为了这个事情，她恨我恨在心了。
My mother was so angry, even hated me for this matter.
因为我的岳母呢，看我的父母啊。还不肯接受那个真道。
Because my mother-in-law saw my mother refused to receive this truth.
他也要我们呢、我们、他说告诉我们了，我们一起要祷告神。
And she encourages to pray to God.
既然硬心了，是不祷告不行的。
For such kind of hardened heart, only prayer can do it.
所以他用种种方法呢，就想办法有机会就把福音呢，哎，传给那个我的父亲，我的妈妈。
And my mother, you know, tried every way to preach gospel to her and my father.
我的父母亲。我的母亲呢，比较刚才讲过，比较的非常的一个迷信呢，非常硬心。
My mother is quite superstitious and also very hardened.
可是我的爱母不气馁的。
But my mother, you know, never lose her heart.
想到我的岳母的爱心呢、
When I consider my mother-in-law's love.
因为我们实在说起来，我们现在我说我自己，我没有办法赶上她的。
I can never surpass her.
因为他知道我没有房屋啊。
She knew that I didn't have any house to live.
他是为了要使我们父母亲呢能接受道理。
In order to have my parents to receive the truth.
本来一个很好的店面呢、租给人家。
She had a store to rent for other people.
他把那个房屋退回来。
And she gave us that house to live.
让我们住了。
So that we live in the house.
但是另外一面，她也爱自己的女儿，是没有错的。
Of course, she also loved her own daughter, no doubt about it.
可另一方面呢，她最重要是要使你的父母亲呢借着机会啊靠近这个教会。
But the most important purpose that is to provide a chance so that my parents can draw near to God.
因为那所有的会堂是刚刚那个台北的林长老啊搬到罗东来住的时候。他的那个楼下啊，当做会堂啊使用。
At that time, we don't have church building. We were meeting at the house of Elder Lin, who moved from Taipei to Luodong.
和我的岳母住的，和我们住都是一个 T 那个 L 型的这个房屋的。
We all live very close, like L shape.
所以我的岳母呢，常常这个已经住在一块了啊，常常要讲道理给我的母亲、我的父亲听。
So、since we live together, so my mother-in-law often preached gospel to my parents.
那我的妈妈呢，看到我的岳母来说，她都逃避逃走了。
So every time my mother saw my mother-in-law came and she escaped.
她知道那个我的岳母来，她一定会讲道理给她听。她的借机会，我要去我的姐姐那里去。
So she made many excuses. She said, "I want to go to my sister's place."
既然一直逃避
she tried to refuse.
可是我的岳母呢，她的不断的要我们呢，替我的父母亲祷告。
But my mother-in-law continued as us to pray for.
可惜的，我的岳母的早死了。
My mother-in-law went to heaven early.
把这个责任就交给我们。
So she entrusted this duty to us.
我的岳母要离世以前
before my mother-in-law passed away
那时候我的父亲呢受到我的岳母这样的那个爱心的感动
because my father was so dearly touched by my mother-in-law
我的父亲慢我两年信主耶稣
so my father-in-law baptized 2 years later after I baptized
那时候我的父亲是70岁
and he baptized at the age of 70
不是67岁信主
67 years old
70岁的时候中风
，and 70 years of age, he had a stroke.
然后离世了
，and he passed away.
那我的妈妈守寡20年
，my mother as a widow for 20 years.
那现在我在想到我们那个真耶教会罗东的早期的圣工人员的这他们的这个爱心呢
？Now I ponder upon the love of those early workers in Luodong Church.
因为他。为了这个传福音的，当着自己的这个平常的这个要紧的工作。
They consider preaching gospel is a major work of every day.
他呢，我的岳母一到那个市场里买菜。
My mother-in-law went to the market to buy food.
他一定呢，这个传单呢，顺便带走。
She always carried a pamphlet.
随时随地呢，碰到人都见证主耶稣的道理。
Every moment she preached gospel to anyone she met.
这样的。爱主这样的勇敢
and she's such loving, such love toward God and such courage.
比起我啊，比起我们不是比起大家了，比起我了，我实在有时候没有这个胆量了。
Sometimes I don't have such courage.
坐在火车旁边坐在一块了，我有时候不敢见证给他们听。
Even on the train, who sit next to me, Sometimes I'm timid.
学校的同事也很多。
I have many colleagues in the school.
我也没有办法尽责任把主耶稣的福音传给他们。
I did not perform my duty to preach gospel to every one of them.
可是早期的圣工人员实在是太勇敢了。
The early workers of our church is indeed courageous.
他好像主耶稣所说的。
They just like what Jesus said.
门徒们呢？要叫主耶稣、要出东西吗？
And the disciple asked Jesus, Lord, do you want to eat?
主耶稣说，我有我的应该出的东西。
Lord said, I have eaten.
就是我为父的事做事。
To my food is to do the will of my heavenly Father.
这样的心，这样的那个爱世界的人，我早期的圣工人有这样的心。
Early worker, many of them have this kind of spirit and this kind of heart. To the souls of the world.
尤其对这个当时的传道者啊，我的岳母是特别特别的那个照顾。
To those full-time minister, my mother-in-law really take care of them well.
因为那时候我的岳母的家境呢，也是并不是什么很好了。
Because my mother-in-law was not in good financially good condition in financially.
甚至有时候呢，要去买菜的钱也没有。
Sometimes even have money to go to the market to buy food.
那么岳母就到树上，连家那个菜剥起来坏了，都把那个捡回来。
So sometimes she had to collect the leftover vegetable that abandoned by other people and to collect them and to cook and eat.
那时候的情况是这样子。
That was the condition in
those. 可是传道来的时候。
But when minister came,
他把自己积起来的钱呢，去买白米。
And she will use the money to save for a long time to go and buy white rice.
因为那时候，因为家里的生活很困苦啊，平常都是吃这个吃甘薯了。
Because we are so difficult in living in those days, we eat potato, those rough potatoes.
或是有吃米饭的，吃这个稀饭。
And if we have any chance to eat rice, there will be water rice.
很少有机会出干饭的。
Very seldom you have tried regular rice.
那么传道来的时候呢，他有个锅啊，锅下面都是甘薯了，甘薯签的。
When a minister came, you know, she will cook in that on the bottom half of that cooking instrument was laid.Potato.
上面才有这个白米饭呢，放在上面。
Only on the top level you see white rice.
目的是要让传道看这个饭这么多了，你这个吃饭是不要客气。
Which means that don't feel shy, you eat as much you can.
那么我的太太是排在第七啊。
My wife is number seven.
大概那个。我的岳母有七个女孩子了。
My mother-in-law has seven daughters.
那么第五、第六、第七这些人都比较调皮啊。
Because number five, six, seven, they're all quite naughty.
传道在吃饭的时候。
When the minister came to eat.
偷偷地看的。
And they try to spy.
因为他们好久好久没有吃这个干的这个白米饭。
Because for a long period of time, they never eat.
心里面非常。非常想要吃这个米饭。
They really desire to have a bite.
那传道那个在拿盛饭的时候。
So when the minister start to have.
心里就想，心里想了。
And they thought.
哎呀，传道不要处理太多。还有那个家里他的这个我的岳母在买鱼来啊。买鱼回来煎蒸给传道吃啊。
My mother-in-law will buy some fish and came back to cook for the minister.
哦，传道说这个鱼这么好吃啊。
And the minister says such delicious.
哦，好久没有吃鱼肉啊。
It's been a long time never eating fish.
传道那个把那个鱼肉啊，他快要吃完了。
So they almost finished fish.
他们在外面在恨这个传道，这传道真是没有良心啊，真没有良心，把那个鱼肉都快要吃光了。
They were there. How could this minister so greedy?
他们都想，肉吃没关系，鱼头不要出掉哦。
They were hoping that the head of fish will be.
这个是讲一种笑话。那时候经济这么有困难的。
In those days we are in such difficulty.
所以我的岳母这样的一个，自己都省用啊，尽量啊拿出来这个招待传道。
And my mother-in-law tried to save the money and to show her hospitality.
曾经那个杨约翰长老也在罗东有一段时期在那边养病的。
Once upon a time that the Elder John Young stayed in Lodong Church to take care of her own sickness.
因为这个宜兰这个铁路还没开到这个花莲的时候。
Because the railroad had not opened yet from Yilan to Hualien.
山地同胞常常到罗东来。
There are many, many mountain people came to Lodong Church.
有些生病的呀。
Some were sick.
我的岳母也是这样的一个给他招待，请他住在家里。
My mother-in-law did the same thing to them.
不怕说这个山地有时候那个要很多那个，他的带了很多那个跳蚤的什么的那个狮子的会带到家里来。
She was never afraid of the flea carry from the mountain.
他都没有考虑这一点了。
She had never considered those things.
非常有爱心。
A woman had great love.
所以我们想，我们现在我都赶不上他。
I feel so ashamed that I cannot do anything like what she had done.
感谢主啊，这种精神呢，在伊丽莎白教会呢，也有姐妹这么认真、热心的。
I thank the Lord, I discovered some of sister in this church.
当然，弟兄里面也有的。
Of course, in brother perhaps.
我那个听了这个消息啊，非常感谢。
And I was deeply thank the Lord that I heard this. 因为
我的岳母有这样一股热爱的心呐、啊。想要一直见证给我的父母，我的父亲、母亲这个相信这样。
Because my mother-in-law has such kind of zeal to testify to my mother to believe in Jesus.
可是她一直反对信主。
But my mother continue refuse.
反对的非常厉害。注意那个我的太太生孩子的时候，她也不离呀、啊。
Even when my wife delivered child, then my mother would not take care of her.
我有六个孩子，这个五个女，一个男。
I have six children, five daughters, one son.
头三个都女的。
And the first three all daughter.
第四个是男孩子。
And the fourth is son.
我现在生了男孩子，大家很高兴呐、
啊。When we have a son, we are all so joyful.
我的岳母都很高兴。
My mother-in-law was so joyful.
到医院去。看那个我的太太。
And went to the hospital to see my wife.
可是我的母亲不去啊。
But my mother refused to go.
她说生男孩子和我都无关啊。
Are you born your son? It's nothing to do with
him. 你们生的孩子通通这个你们是这个耶稣狗啊。
All children that belong to the kingdom of Jesus.
我要到她说我要到那个我的这个女儿那些是那个活教狗。
I want to go to my daughter, which is the kingdom of Buddhists.
他把信耶稣的和他们没有信耶稣的分得很详细。
And he divided the two kingdoms quite well.
所以我的那个女儿好几个呢，常常的邀阿妈阿妈，我们来做礼拜听道理好不好？她都不理的。
So my daughter constantly invite grandmother to the church, but she will not pay attention.
她是一位虔诚于佛教的那个可以说是那个这样的一个教徒了。
She was so devout in believing Buddha.
喜欢参加那个外邦人什么的进香团呐、啊。
She always went for pilgrimage to certain Buddha temple to certain. Sacrifice.
到处进香拜这个偶像啊，问福求平安。
And everywhere she went, she burnt incense and she asked for peace from Buddha.
那有时候我也见证给她听。
Sometimes I testify to her.
她就说她信什么教？
She said she would not agree.
自己的这个佛教不信，又不拜公马。
Our own Chinese Buddhist belief.And also, worship ancestor you don't do, you go to believe other religion.
偏偏信这个红毛欢教。
Go and believe the Western.
这是批评这个基督教了啊。
Westerners faith.
死没有人哭。
And when you die, nobody cry.
又背祖。背祖，背祖。
You turn against your ancestor,
并把那个刚满月的孩子呢，给他压到水里边，那个不怕死啊。
Even this 1 month old baby put him into the water to baptize.
他的真的不怕死的这个死教了。
And said you are the religion that fear no death.
这样一直排斥真道，实在非常的硬心的。
Talk much against our faith.
后来我的岳母离世了。
Finally, my mother-in-law passed away.
把这个浇水的责任就交给我们。
And she gave this water
我们
duty the water the plant to us.
有机会祷告都是念我的父我的母亲啊祷告。
So every time we pray, we pray for our mother.
那么我母亲呢最爱我的弟弟。
My mother loved my younger brother the most.
可惜他已经死了。
But he had passed away.
那么他呢想要因为他已经好像自己很寂寞了。
Because my mother was indeed lonely.
能依靠的这个孩子啊，我就是他就说我了，已经信耶稣了。
And the only one he can rely upon has gone for Jesus.
活人没有办法依靠的，靠死人呐、啊。
So because he cannot rely upon the living one, so she relied on the
dead. 哦，他跑到这个行华寺的另外一个招魂了，招我的弟弟魂出来了。
So she went to witchcraft to call the soul so called、
哦、
of my brother.
对那个魔鬼的这个假装我的弟弟那个魂啊，他是哭诉的。
Actually, Satan pretend in the voice of my brother, and
他说
to cry.
你的哥哥信耶稣啊。
To cry to she cried to that Satan.
现在好，我无路可走了。
Say your brother believe in Jesus, so I have no way to go.
您都是有魂的话了，要保护妈妈吗？
So if you really have your soul, you must protect me.
可是那个魔鬼假装我那个这个我的弟弟呢，是告诉那个妈妈说了。
And that Satan pretend my brother told my mother.
妈妈，我在阴间呢，很穷哦。
Mother, I was suffering in Hades.
哦，我没有钱用啊。
I don't have money to use.
你这样哭，我没有办法。
You cry.No use.
那我妈妈非常爱我的弟弟啊。
My mother loved my brother so dearly.
回来是买了很多的金子、银子啊，都烧给他了。
So she came back and bought many that kind of golden silver paper to burn.
这个是中国人一种迷信呐、啊。
This is a superstitious.
以为是在阴间呐、啊，那个可以用的。
They thought they burned the golden silver paper so that.That person can use
那他也看到我的弟大概在阴间呢，没有什么好的房屋可以住，就是买足做的这个洋房呢烧给他。
So because he do not have any house to live in Hades, so my mother went to buy some paper made house to burn for him to live.
另外烧那个足做的汽车啦、飞机的也烧给他。
Also burn a paper car, automobile, and a paper airplane too.
让他在阴间能生活的过得好一点。
So that he may live better in Hades.
当然这是一种迷信啊。
All these are superstitious.
可是又有一次呢，他又去招魂了。
One time he went for the witchcraft again.
那这一次呢，我上次在还我去见证呢，现在稍微要改了，改这些内容。我去。这个去招魂的时候，魔鬼假作光明的天使。
And when he went for witchcraft, Satan pretend like a prideful angel.
我的弟弟要求我的妈妈。
My brother asked my mother.
他说哥哥既然信主了。
Since brother went for Jesus.
我也要信啊。
I want to believe too.
要求妈妈呢，一定要带他呢一起信主耶稣。
And she asked my mother to bring him to Jesus.
那后来我想，因为他听到弟弟要求这句话呢，以后呢一直好几十年都没有信耶稣。
And because of she heard about this statement from my dead brother, and she did not believe in it for many years.
可晓得这个魔鬼有时候会作弄了。
Sometimes Satan will pretend like an angel,
假装那个假作光明的天使。如果真的那个神会改变那个魔鬼的话的话
if God can change the word of Satan,
那么他一定会信耶稣啊。那时候啊
at that time she probably believed in Jesus.
可是那时候他不信啊
she refused that time.
弟弟要求他说答应了，他都没有来慕道啊。
Even she agreed, said yes, but she never come to the church.
那我心里常常想
I was constantly pondered this question.
我在教会里面神的安排使我当负责人。
And God arranged me to become a church board member.
当然二十几年的负责人。
I was church board member for more than 20 years.
因为这个说起来是违背那个规章细则的。
This is against the bylaw.
因为那罗东教会呢人才缺少。
Because in 罗东 church we don't have too many people.
另外一位李长老。
Another elder Lee.
他做了三十多年的这个负责人。
He was church board member more than 30 years.
那我当了二十几年的负责人。
I was 20 years more.
那我心里在想。
I was thinking this question.
我的母亲没有信耶稣。
My mother did not believe in Jesus.
我当了副主任。
Even though I became the board,
又把这个道理要传扬给别人。
I want to preach gospel to others.
我说道理这么非常好，这么好，这么好哦，你要信耶稣。
I keep saying that the word of God is so wonderful, you must believe in Jesus.
人家都是反驳一句话。
If they questioning me one word.
你道理那么好，你妈妈有没有信呢、啊？
Since the word of God is so good, how about your mother?
那我就无话可说了。
Then my mouth will be shut.
所以我心里一直求主耶稣啊，赶快早日使我的母亲了解，开她的心的信耶稣。
So I pray so hard that the Lord may open her heart to believe in the Lord.
我们这样的不断的这个祷告。
So unceasingly pray for her.
求主耶稣开导她的心。
Ask the Lord to open her heart.
每次有机会祷告的时候，都一直念她。
Every time in prayer, we
求主怜悯，甚至教会开灵会是禁止祷告，还是一直念他。
Even in the spirit convocation, we fasting and pray for her.
别人以为他大概是这个已经没有办法了。
Many other people thought that she had no hope.
这样继续祷告了39年。
After 39 years prayer like this.
照诗篇51篇第七节里面记得说。
According to Psalm chapter 51 verse 7, reported.
神所要的寄居是忧伤的灵。
To Psalm 51 verse 17, recorded the sacrifice that God desires is a broken and contrite heart.
神啊，忧伤痛悔的心啊，你必不轻看。
O Lord, broken spirit and contrite heart, thou shalt never despise.
所以我们有时候流眼泪向主耶稣祷告。
Sometimes we weep before the Lord.
因为主耶稣知道我们的需要。
Lord knew what we need.
知道我们内心的祈求。
For he knew about what is the voice and
the need of our heart. 又在诗篇34篇15节。
In Psalm chapter 34 verse 15.
神的眼目看顾义人。
God's eyes cares the righteous.
听他们的呼求。
They listen to their pleading.
圣经里面有这样的应许啊。
And Bible has this kind of promise.
所以我们照着这应许不断地祷告。
So we pray according to the promise of God continuously.
很奇妙的神的这个救恩就临到了。
And finally, the salvation of God reached her.
据说罗东教会啊，在1990年10月要开联会的前半年。
October, about half year before October of 1990,
本来非常殷心的母亲的心，给她变作那个属土的心，变成肉心。
And God had changed the stony heart into fleshly heart.
她是告诉我。
She told me.
我要去听道理，好不好
？Can I go for listening the gospel?
她讲的这一句话说，我心里非常的感谢主耶稣。
I was so joyful and thank God when I heard that.
我已经要听你这一句话，等了39年了。
I wanted to wait for this word. It took me 39 years.
他说，当然可以，我说不行。
I said, of course.
我非常高兴啊。
I was exceedingly joyful.
他要讲这句话给我听以前，前几天的。
Before she would give me this statement, several days.
天上神借着那个我的姐姐，我的姐姐还没信耶稣的。
My sister not believing Jesus at that time.
邻居有一位和我的母亲差不多年龄一样大的那个他的朋友。
There was a neighbor about the same age of my mother.
天上神借着这个朋友替他劝勉。
And heavenly God through this neighbor encouraged her.
他说你儿子既然信耶稣啊。
Since your son believed in the Lord already.
那么孝顺你。
And he loved you and obeyed you so much.
常常要求你听道理慕道。
Often,invite you to go to the church to
你应该啊，你年纪这么大，应该跟着他一起信耶稣才对啊。
In such old age, you should follow him.
同走一条路啊。
And you should walk together with him.
哦，神借着他的朋友呢，开口对他讲这句话。
Through her friend, God spoke to her.
使他的心就软了。
So her heart becomes soft.
他也想。
She began to think,
对的，我现在年纪已经83岁了。
Indeed, I'm now 83.
我不跟我的孩子要跟谁啊？
To whom I should follow, if not my son.
所以开联会前半年就开始了慕道了。
So before half year of spirit convocation, she began.
她在教会慕道的时候也认真的听。
When she came to the church, she listened very carefully.
也要大家的祷告的时候，她也跪下来祷告。
She also kneeled down to pray.
那么弟兄姐妹看我的妈妈来的时候
，When brothers and sisters saw my mother came,
大家非常的高兴。
They were so joyful.
哦，已经是 甚至是信了四十年了、啊、三十几年了、啊、都从来没有看到妈妈到教会来。
I've never seen my mother since I believe in Jesus.
就和她沟通啊啊，这个讲那个见证给她听。
They testify to her and fellowship with her.
那么灵会中我宣布这一次要受洗的人、啊、拿单子来报名。
And I announce those who want to be baptized come to me to take the application form.
那时候我心里想啊，
I was thinking in my heart,
我的妈妈要不要受洗，我不勉强她了。
I will not force my mother to receive baptism.
由神来安排。
I want to see how God guide her.
感谢神的，神就开她的心了。
And God opened her up.
那她靠近我，
she walked to me.
她叫我的名字金花，我要受洗。
金花， I want to be baptized.
我听到这个她讲的这一句，我的重担呢，都通通的这个，所以说替我担呐、啊，都放下来，所有担都放下来了。
I heard this statement that all my burden had lifted away.
那一次的那个祷告的时候，我流眼泪感谢神。
I cried much in that prayer.
神这么爱我。
God loved me too much.
我的爱慕撒的种子。
The seed was sown by my mother.
我们的祷告。
Our prayer.
等到这一天，等到三十九年。
We've been waiting for 39 years.
那么受洗起来的时候，
After baptism,
很多弟兄姐妹啊，都恭喜恭喜，谢谢神。
Many people come to congratulate me.
哎呀，神啊，听你的祷告了。
Thank God that He listened your prayer.
当然，我心里面都是感谢神。
Of course, I
thank God. 神安排这样美好的这个日子。
And this is so wonderfully arranged by God.
不然的话，83岁是。快离世了。
At age of 83, is about to die.
如果离世了，他就没有机会啊。
If she died, she lost the last.
那么永远这个重担都是在我心里面都无法解脱的。
This burden shall always remain in my heart, can never get over with.
所以这一点使我们晓得，我们家里人恐怕也有人呐、啊、还没归主啊。
Perhaps in your family, someone has not believed in Jesus yet.
我们也不要灰心的。
Don't lose your heart.
尽我们的本分，求主耶稣。
We must do our best to pray to the Lord.
主耶稣一定会听我们的祷告。
Lord is the Lord listening to prayer.
因为我们要尽撒种、尽浇水的这个责任。
We must do our best to sow the seed and water the plant.
生长由神。
And the growth is up to God.
一切交代主耶稣。
We should trust in God.
主耶稣一定会听我们的祷告。
The Lord will surely listen to our prayer.
好，我见证到这里。
And this concludes my testimony.
好的，从今慕道。
Let's pray in silence.
Amen.
感谢主，感谢主。
Thank God for the testimonies.
所以我刚刚说，今天没有来弟兄姐妹很可惜。
That's why I say it's very pitiful for the brothers and sisters who missed this sermon, this testimony.
联恩会是大筵席啊，尤其这次联恩会是大大的筵席。
Spiritual convocation is a great feast, especially this time.
因为神的恩典很多，一直在动工。
Because there are many blessings of God.
明天我们还有见证会，更好，还有很多更好的见证说不完。
And tomorrow we're still going to have another testimony session.
神又带了很多我们的老信徒。很多经验的，很多体验的，都带来了，都在这一次。
God has brought many experienced workers to here.
明天还很多，请大家明天要早点来。
We still have many testimonies, so please come early tomorrow.
不过刚才见证听完了，我有很大感受。
And after heard the testimonies, I have a great.
我们的教会组织上进步了。
That our church has progressed in
structure. 人数上增加了。
And our number increased.
房子、教堂都很漂亮。
And our church and our homes are beautiful.
不再用信徒的家，不再用信徒的家做聚会的地方。
We no longer use the believer's house as the place of worship.
大教堂很多。
We have many great churches.
但是我们失落了很多东西，你知道吗？
But we have lost many things. Do you know that?
我们失落了以前的祷告的精神。
We have lost the spirit of prayer.
以前的禁食祷告已经很少看到了。
We rarely see the fasting prayer.
我们失落了初期信徒的爱心。
We have lost the love of the earlier times.
我们都变得比以前更自私了。
become more selfish than ever.
我们失落了以前个人传道的精神。
We have lost the spirit of personal evangelism.
因为享受太多了。
Because we have so many things to enjoy. Too many possessions.
孩子太可爱了。
We took too many cute children.
我们的时间都花在那些上面了。
Because we spend all our time on these things.
所以神也慢慢地离开我们。
That's why God is slowly and gradually departing from us.
这是非常让人伤痛的事啊。
This is something that makes me very sorrowful.
愿主耶稣这次因为大大的振奋我们的信仰。
May God deeply touch us and move our faith.
我们的爱心实在很差。
Because our faith is very lacking.
差到我自己会哭。
To the degree that I will even cry.
我的爱心很差。
My love is also very lacking.
想到初期的工人呢。
Just think of the earlier workers.
那种精神啊。
That sort of spirit.
如果我们每个传道都像他们这样。
If every preacher could be just like them, then the gospel would preach to the entire world.
所以我们要起来。
So we must get up.
实行爱心。
Practice love.
挂在嘴巴上没有用。
Merely putting in words is no use.
有人需要你再来教会，感谢主，欢喜乐意的去载人。
If there are people who need your transportation to come to church, be joyful and bring them to church.
这就是爱心啊。
This is love.
人的得救就在乎此啊。
People's salvation depends on these.
有人在医院，欢喜的去看他。
If someone is sick in the hospital,
为他祷告，为他进食祷告。
Go visit them and be joyful and fast pray.
不要只有挂在嘴巴上没有用的。
Don't merely put it in words.
教会需要你，你要常常来。
Church needs you. Come often.
主耶稣要看你啊。
Jesus wants to see
you. 不是要你的钱而已。
Not just your money.
要看你。
But Jesus wants to see you.
我的儿子在哪里？我的女儿在哪里？
Where are my children?
单单寄钱来没有用的。
Merely giving tithe to God is no use.
他要看我们。
God wants to see us.
我们的热心啊。
Our zealousness.
主耶稣的恩典太多了，说不完。
God has innumerable grace.
我们要传福音。
We must preach.
不要只挂在嘴巴上宣道宣道宣道，你带人来给主耶稣看。
Don't just put it in words. We must bring people.
你有没有带人来？这是灵魂有没有带人来？
Have we brought anyone to this?
什么叫做布道会？
What is evangelical service?
上来十个、十一个慕道者。
Maybe there are 10 or 11
还不到百分之十。
It's not even 1/10.
连信徒都不来。
Even the believers themselves don't
come. 什么布道会啊？这叫什么布道会啊？
What kind of evangelical service?
全教会最高潮、最重要的时刻。
This is the peak of our church.
我在家里看电视。
But people are watching TV, enjoying.
那是你们的事。
That's your business.
我站在台上布道。
I stand on the pulpit
to preach. 我一看下去啊，我要哭啊，我要哭。
When I look down, I'm almost about to cry.
真耶稣教会已经不再跟以前一样。
True Jesus Church is no longer like the old days.
谁参加布道会、灵恩会？就是那个远地来的人，远地来的。
Who comes to the evangelical service?
谁参加讲习会？远地来的。
People who are from afar.
我们本地的在哪里？
Where are our local members?
天天吃大餐吃惯了。
Because we have too many feasts daily.
那些没有吃过的很羡慕。
And those people who have not had this opportunity envy us.
我们要大大的检讨，彻底的翻新，重重的革命。
We must thoroughly examine ourselves and have a revolution.
不然啊，我们的福音要传遍天下，这是纸上谈兵。
Otherwise, to preach to the end of the world is just planning.
求主帮助我。
May God help us.
末日快到了。
And time is near.
那个灵魂在肩膀上很重。
And the souls are resting on our shoulders.
不是只有我们家人。
Not just our family.
我们周围的邻居，我们亲戚朋友，我们同事同学。
Our friends and colleagues.
这就是我们报答主爱的方法。
This is how we repay God's love.
我们就靠灵恩会，就是靠灵恩会。
We depend on evangelical services. We have twice every year.
就这么十几个灵魂，二十几个灵魂。
We only save these 20 or so souls.
用这种速度等到耶稣再来。
And this kind of speed is too slow.
各位亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们是不是应该跪在主的面前痛哭一场？
Shouldn't we cry before the Lord?
主啊，对不起你。
Lord, we're sorry.
你的血白流啊。
Because you have shed your blood in vain.